She's wonderful, isn't she? The dancer. Her name is Loie Fuller, should you wish to see her again.
Do you make it your business to know everybody's names?
She calls it, this dance, her fire dance.
Why?
I believe it's because she's interested in the way flames move. You're right, you didn't tell me your name, but I do know it, for three reasons. One, you're one of only 23 female scientists within the department.
A prime number?
Two, I've heard about your run-ins with Professor Lippmann. They've gained you some infamy. And three, I read your paper on the magnetic properties of steel. It contains some exceptional science.
Thank you. And if you, as you've been so kind, I will admit that I have also read your paper on crystallization.
Oh.
Which I enjoyed very much.
Thank you. I also heard what Lippmann did, evicting you from your lab. I am sorry.
I don't need pity, Monsieur Curie.
But if I could be of any assistance...
I will be fine.
Really precise enough.
Basic.
Marcel, André, Maurice, and Paul, may I introduce Mademoiselle Marie Sklodowska.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Mademoiselle Sklodowska. We've heard so much about you.
You have?
The Academy probably dislike me almost as much as they dislike you. I've been passed over for every major advancement. Professorship, funding. Why? Well, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe I bore them. Maybe I scare them, but they do me no great favor either.
I've run the same test 6 times. I get identical results. My instinct is that there is another element that's skewing the results.
You think you found an undiscovered element?
If you're laughing at me, then I'm...
No, I'm not laughing at you. That's exciting. Until I build this. It's a quadrant electrometer. It's capable of measuring precisely the tiny amounts of electrical charge in a material.
It measures electrical potential.
Your equipment isn't good enough. Mine is. Your science is brilliant, but so is mine.
You're proposing a partnership.
That's exactly what I'm doing. We take the pitch blend, which is a special ore that comes all the way from a mine in Bohemia. And then we use a scientific process to remove the elements we know we can remove and look at what's left.
And what are you looking at uranium in the first place?
Becquerel.
A more than competent scientist.
Becquerel discovered, accidentally, that uranium salts wrapped in a black cloth left in a drawer left an impression on a photographic plate. And he thought that the uranium was having an unusual chemical reaction with something in the atmosphere. I say it's the element itself.
A very radical thought.
I still don't understand.
Imagine a grape. How do you turn a grape into wine?
Well, you crush it and ferment it.
Yes, so imagine a grape crushes itself, ferments itself, changes its very being. And what if I told you that as the grape turns itself into wine, it releases a powerful surge of energy, power that can make things happen? You'd be excited, am I right?
I think so, yes, I would.
So science is changing. And the very people who are running science are the people who believe the world was flat. And I'm going to prove them wrong, just as Newton did. We are.
Thank you. Still.
We all thought that atoms were finite and stable. Well, it turns out some of them are not. And in their instability, they emit rays. I have called this radioactivity. We are here to tell you that you have fundamentally misunderstood the atom.
Thank you.
No, it's stronger on the other. This is definitely more refined.
We've had another submission.
What did they want?
Radioactive smelling salts. As a cure for baldness.
What did you say?
We don't own radium, we don't have a patent, and you are free to do as you will with it.
I want to tell you about radium.
A most peculiar and remarkable element because it does not behave as it should.
Interesting.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Science has seen fit to, I have been awarded the Nobel Prize again. This time for chemistry.
For what?
For my extraction of the elements radium and polonium.
Congratulations, Mother.
Congratulations, Mother.
And they have suggested that I do not come to avoid unnecessary controversy.
Madame? Madame Curie?